From Spark and Anvil and Adventure Hub, this is Trailmaster Theo in Chapter 1 of the Adventure Hub cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2. At the mouth of the Math Mountains, where a dozen paths split off into the pines, a big pine-brown bear in a battered trail vest sat on a stump and pointed. Not far away, a kid stood frozen at the trailhead, staring up at the mountain. Signs pointed everywhere. One said factions, one said shapes, one said chance, one had a little painted chess piece on it. The kid's shoulders were creeping up toward their ears. "Too many," the kid finally said. "I don't even know which one I want." The bear didn't rush over. He just tipped his head, the way you tip a compass to catch north. "You don't have to know the whole mountain," he said. "You only have to know the one trail you want to walk next. That's all." "But there are like 10. "There are more than 10," Theo grinned, unbothered. "And you get to walk every one of them eventually, just not all at once and not today." He slid off the stump and crouched to the kid's height. "Tell me one thing. What are you curious about? Not what you're supposed to learn. What makes you lean in?" The kid thought. "Games, kind of. Games where you have to outthink somebody." Theo's whole face opened up. He turned and pointed, one clear line, arm and paw and one blunt claw, straight up a winding path with the little chess piece on its sign. "That one," he said. "Start there. Come back when you want a different trail." The kid blinked, then went, walking now instead of frozen, following the line of Theo's arm like it was a rope thrown across a river.
Theo had not always been the one doing the pointing. Once, small and round and brand new to the mountains, he had been the frozen kid at the trailhead. He remembered it exactly. The wall of signs, the sick swoop in his stomach, the certainty that everyone else already knew which way to go, and he was the only one standing still. He had wanted to learn everything all at once, and wanting everything at once had turned into wanting nothing at all. He'd sat down in the dirt and nearly gone home. An old guide had found him there. She hadn't handed him a map or a lecture. She'd sat down in the dirt beside him, which surprised him, and asked, "Heavy, isn't it? All those doors open and no idea which to walk through." He'd nodded, throat tight. "Here's the secret nobody tells you," she said. "You are not lost because there are too many trails. You feel lost because you're trying to see the whole mountain from the bottom. Nobody can do that. Not me, not anyone." She'd pointed at just one path. Not the biggest, not the most important, just the one closest to where he was already looking. "Pick where your feet already want to go. Walk it. When it ends, you'll be somewhere new. And from there, the next trail will be obvious. The mountain gets simple one trail at a time." He walked that first trail. She was right. From the top of it, the next choice wasn't scary at all. It was just a question, and questions he could answer. That was the day the frozen feeling turned into something else. Not knowing everything, just knowing where to start. He carried that with him the way you carry a warm stone in a cold pocket.
He came back to the trailhead years later, grown and steady, and asked the old guide if he could take the stump. She looked at him a long moment. "It's not a teaching job," she warned. "You won't stand at the top of Fraction's Peak explaining fractions. The fraction folk do that, and they're better at it than you'll ever be. Same with the shape carvers, and the chance tellers, and the game masters. Every peak has its own people who know their own ground." "I know," Theo said. "I don't want to teach the mountain. I want to stand where I once got stuck and make sure the next kid doesn't sit down in the dirt." She handed him the compass and the branching trail card, the folded map with every path marked and which people lived at the end of each. "Then here's the only rule," she said. "You match the kid to the trail that fits their question, not the trail you like best, not the one that's most impressive. Theirs." Theo turned the card over in his paws. It felt exactly right in his grip. "You belong at the trailhead," she said, and left him the stump.
A girl came up the following spring, chewing her lip. "I want to learn something about probability," she said. "I think. I don't even really know what that means."
"Good news. You don't have to know yet." Theo unfolded the trail card. "Probability grows on three of our trails, and they're all real. One is the most direct. It's where they teach you to gather what happened, spread it out, find the middle, take samples, follow the branches, clean and plain." He moved his claw. "But over here, the game players count chances too, in the middle of chess moves, reading which path pays off. And over here, the Go people weigh whole positions the same way." He looked at her, not at the map. "Same idea, three flavors. Which one sounds most like the picture in your head?" She was quiet, then pointed at the game trail. "That one. I like the outthinking part." "Strong choice." He drew the line with his arm, clear as a thrown rope. "Off you go. And listen, when you get there, they teach you, not me. I only knew where the door was." He settled back on the stump. "Come find me when you want a different trail. There's always a different trail." She went. Theo watched until the pines swallowed her, then turned back to the empty trailhead, ready. "That's the whole job," he said, mostly to himself. "I don't teach the math. I point. And the mountain works, every bit of it, the moment a kid finds the one path that's theirs."
At dusk, when the trails emptied and the signs went blue in the last light, a small kid crept back down out of the pines and stopped in front of the stump.
"How'd you know?" the kid asked.
"This morning. How'd you know which trail was mine? I didn't even know." Theo thought about the dirt and the swoop in his stomach and the warm stone in the cold pocket. "I didn't know," he admitted. "I couldn't see inside your head, but I could see you lean. When you said the word you cared about, your whole face went toward it, like a plant turning to a lindo. That lean is the honest signal. It's never wrong." He tapped his chest over the heart, slow. "You'll feel it too one day, standing where I'm standing. That little tug toward one path out of all of them, light and sure and glad. It's not knowing everything. It's just knowing where your feet want to go next." He smiled into the blue dark. "And once you've felt it, the mountain never feels too big again." The kid put a hand over their own chest, testing for the tug, and finding a small warm one there, grinned and headed home light.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Trailmaster Theo. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.